2 Corinthians chapter 3. Does all this sound as if, again, we're boasting about ourselves? Perhaps, like some other people, we need to have letters of commendation to you or from you? He's being sarcastic. He's saying, do I really need a letter that says that I'm an apostle and that you are the ones that I converted? No, he says, you yourselves are the letter that we have written on our hearts for everybody to know and to read. It's obvious that Jesus himself wrote this letter and sent it by us, not written with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tables of stone, but on hearts of human beings. We say this because we are confident in God through Christ. There is nothing in us which could lead us to claim that we are capable to do the work that we do. The capability that we have is given from God, and it is He who has made us capable of serving the new covenant, which is not about a written law, but is about the Spirit. The written law, that's the law of Moses, results in death, but the Spirit brings life. So this is the great qualification for doing God's work, for being a minister or a servant, which is how Paul describes himself. It is to say that I am not capable. It's rather like when God tells Moses to go and save Israel. He says, who am I? Who am I, God? Moses says. And God says, I am. He reveals his name. He says, I am the Lord. So Paul goes on, the law of Moses was written in letters on tables of stone, and yet God's glory still appeared when it was given. Although the brightness on Moses' face was fading, the people of Israel could still not keep their eyes fixed upon him. You remember when when Moses went in to talk to the angel, the glory of God that was on the face of the angel reflected off the face of Moses. So Paul says, if the law which brings death came with such glory, of what greater glory then are the things of the Holy Spirit? That system which brought condemnation had its glory, but how much glorious, even more, is the activity which brings salvation? We can say this because of the far brighter glory that even outshines the glory that was under the law of Moses. For if there was glory attached to that which was only temporary, how much more glory is there in that which is eternal? So the law of Moses passed away, and yet it still had glory to it. And yet he's saying that the glory associated with Jesus and the things of the Spirit is far greater. And so having this hope, we have great confidence. So then, confidence should be part of our characteristics as Christians, boldness, confidence, because we know that God loves us and that we really will be saved. You see, if we're baptized into Christ, we should be able to say that if I die now or Jesus comes back now, I really will be in God's kingdom and I will live forever in his service. That is the confidence that we can have. And this makes you bold and confident, not proud, but confident in his love. So he says, we are not like Moses, who had to put a veil over his face so that the Israelites would not see the brightness of the glory fading and disappearing. It seems that when Moses spoke with the angel, he came out with his face shining with lots of glory, but that glory faded away over time until he went back to see the angel. But because he put a veil over his face, the people of Israel didn't understand that. Their minds, indeed, Paul says, were darkened and were closed. And to this day, their minds are covered with that same veil as they read the Old Covenant. But that veil is taken away when a person becomes in Christ. Even today, when they read the Law of Moses, the veil still covers their minds. But the veil will be removed, as the scripture says of Moses. Whenever he came into the Lord, the veil was removed. Now, The Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there the heart is free. We each, with unveiled face, reflecting the glory of the Lord, that is the Lord Jesus in our context, are changed from glory to glory, even by the Lord the Spirit. So the idea is that we look at the Lord Jesus. He should be our focus. In all our Bible reading, in all our thinking, he is to be our focus. And you perceive the wonder of his character, and you perceive the glory of God shining off his face, and it starts to shine off your face. And it will go on doing that forever and ever. And this, he says, transforms us bit by bit from glory to glory. So change is not immediate. You don't get baptized and get changed immediately. But bit by bit, that transformation happens.